Welcome back, 828. Little blank, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I figured, you know, since this is played at every Avalanche game and we're talking hockey.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah, it's sometimes Buckeye, he shortchanges me on outside of his metal wheelhouse, which a lot of that stuff I love too. We share a lot of the same love of that. Though I have to bring this up very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Got a coworker. I won't name names. Made a comment to me yesterday.
Oh no.
Referred to Metallica as trash.
Did not. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was. I like this guy.
So it's a guy.
So I didn't want to throw down. I was thinking about it. It was like, well, okay. Yep. Gloves off. Let's go.
Is it someone we make fun of frequently on this program?
No, not him. Not JJ. I will not say.
Okay.
Super good guy. Now I'm still think he is, but I don't know. I've lost a little faith. Just a little bit of faith, perhaps. All right. Yeah. Can I believe that?
Wow.
Called Metallica trash.
That's
trash. Oof. All right. Jackson Wilson from River City Sportplex shaking his head over here in total disbelief.
Well, I'm just thinking this. In all of our adult hockey leagues down at River City Sportplex, one of our warm-up songs, Enter Sandman.
Of course.
Which is one of the best, like, stadium entrance songs
ever. Have it. That's Cirrus, the old Chicago Bulls entrance.
Oh, yeah, the Alan Parsons Project song, yeah.
Oh, have to have it.
Oh, yeah.
It gets the boys fired up down there.
Exactly. So the boys have been getting fired up, playing a lot of hockey. It's so great that you guys are open and... And let's first talk about the Riverhawks. That's the youth program.
Yep.
And how's that going? Now we're, a couple months in now to the River City Sportplex being open. And how's that going, Jackson?
It's going really well. We opened that second week of October. We've had about 4 months now of a hockey season and, developing young children out here, trying to mold them into some hockey players. It's going really well. So, last weekend we took a couple teams down to Denver, played some front range, start getting some of that development for the kids. And our 14 and under group did well. Our 12 and under group, is growing as well. And so we're excited with those two teams. So I'm really excited with the direction Grand Junction Hockey is headed right now.
How many kids, what ages are we talking about here that are participating with the Riverhawks program?
Yeah, sure. So for people who don't know, you start body contact full checking when you turn 13 years old. So I have a team of 13 and 14-year-olds. I have one team of 11 and 12-year-olds too. And then we have one team of 9 and 10-year-olds. So right now those are our three traveling teams. And then below that, you just have basically kind of the 8 and under. So those little kids who, just love to lay on the ice and basically find that passion for the sport.
Absolutely. Jackson Wilson with River City Sportplex. He heads up the River Hawks youth hockey program. And still space is available, I'm certain, for some kids, right? Tell us about that. Is it too late to get into it? How's that work in terms of your season and what you're doing right now?
Absolutely. So the cool thing now about Grand Junction Hockey is we have a facility that's going to be open year-round. So anytime your kid gets interested, whether it's the Olympics, the playoffs coming up, they'll be able to come into the rink and we'll be able to put them inside of a program, whether it's our learn to skate, learn to play hockey, anything like that. We'll be able to get them in as any time of the year. Any mid-season, we'll find ways to get them in and start having them play what I think is the most fun game to play.
Yeah, I love hockey. I wish we would have had the Glacier River City Sportplex previously when I was growing up because we had West Lake.
Oh, sure.
It's right there off the business loop. And if it froze over, you might throw in some skates, go out skate a little bit. I think I had a hockey stick for a while when I was a kid. Loved the old Colorado Rockies hockey team back in the day.
Absolutely.
Don Cherry.
That logo is still probably one of the best logos with the sea in the middle and the mountain.
Oh, yeah. It's
fantastic.
I mean, the Avs still find a way to try to utilize that. So I know there was the article recently in the paper about a high school team.
Sure.
And look, if there's a guy, Paul Kane, District 51 AD, he would move heaven and earth, mountains if he could, to make it happen. And I know from a budgetary standpoint, it's just not there for them right now. I know Paul is all about more opportunities for kids to be able to be involved. But where can you guys play a role in that going forward? Because as of right now, I mean, there's not the money to fund a District 51 hockey program.
Sure, yeah. So the first step would be, creating a team, having a lot of these older kids stay. So with the ice facility being shut down the past year and a half before October 2021, we were unable to keep some of these older kids who wanted to play higher competitive levels, right? So they would go, you know, play for Glenwood Springs or Gunnison or some of these other small mountain towns and stuff like that. So we are now going to work on trying to build these kids back up, keep them there. We're most likely going to start with a club high school team. So it'd be, you know, an 18 and under
right.
travel team, not a Chassa team. But from there, hopefully be able to stabilize and get a sustainable program running, find a good coach, et cetera, and then kind of lay our plan out to District 51 to see if they'd be willing to, you know, offer that money up or, you know, find a way to fundraise it, however, to be able to get these kids a high school team.
Right. I know with Grand Valley Lacrosse, I mean, they've kind of taken over running the D51 program from a funding standpoint and things like that. And I thought Paul in the article made a really good point. It's getting parents that are going, or people that are going to be involved in the long term, other than, okay, my kid's playing for 4 years and then he's done, and then, okay, I'm not going to make a financial contribution anymore. It's finding people that are businesses that are committed to being involved with the sport of hockey at the high school level and competing in Chassa-sanctioned games. It's finding those people, isn't it?
Agreed. And, you know, the cool thing about me, you know, and I've been out here 5 months, though, but the sense of community with sports specifically out in this area is truly amazing. There's a lot of people that want to give to just see the youth be able to play and have a good time and get away from, you know, some stuff of the world and either get out on the football field, ice rink, baseball field, whatever. So, yeah, finding people that are going to be in your program, you know, for a longer term, you know, not necessarily short term, I think will definitely be advantageous for us.
Jackson Wilson, Grand Junction Riverhawks youth hockey program coordinator with us this morning on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And we've talked a lot about youth hockey, but the old fat guys.
Oh, yeah.
They want to get on the ice.
Oh, they're awesome.
You know, one of our sales guys, JJ, is playing in the league. I don't think JJ's ever played before.
Really?
To my knowledge.
I don't think so either.
And so there's that opportunity for guys that have never played that want to get on, you know, put on the skates and get out there and take their turn at, well, trying to look somewhat like Nathan MacKinnon. Good luck with that.
Oh, JJ's wheeling.
Is he? Really?
Oh, JJ's getting after it, man. He's
really?
Saucing. He's trying to, you know, between the, no, I'm just, no, he's doing great though. JJ's crushing it, man. It's hard sport. It's a hard sport to learn, especially as an adult. And the funny thing is, right, adults versus kids. Adults, they get it mentally. They sit there, they watch the Avs game, they get the strategy, you know, and then you try to apply it to, you know, on your knives out there on the ice. So it's pretty funny, man, but it's going really well. We have about 188 participants in our adult leagues right now. We have three. We have four teams in our top league, which me and Phil Flink play in. And then we have six in our middle league and four in our beginner league. And in that beginner league, it's people who, you know, they start in our adult hockey 101, learn to play adult class. And then they practice for 6-8 weeks. And then that next season, we move them on into this, you know, the lower league. And they have a great time.
Yeah, so if you've ever had that aspiration, like I loved watching Joe Sakic play back in the day. This is my chance, man. This is my chance. Okay. Maybe not NHL, but at least get on the ice and see how insanely hard it is to play hockey.
I mean, it's fun. Like,
it's fun.
And then the other, you can score a goal, right? And that's the best feeling in the world. Like, we had a guy last night ended up, you know, we beat him, right, Jim? You know, we got to take the win away from him. But he had four goals, and he felt like he was walking on the moon, man.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, there's nothing like, you know, putting one between the pipes. No doubt about that. Jackson Wilson from Grand Junction Riverhawks youth hockey program, River City Sportplex, with us this morning. Since mentioned some Avs greats, the Avalanche playing some outstanding hockey, number one team in the Western Conference right now, top scoring team. But I think what we've seen the last couple of nights with the two really good wins at Anaheim and the LA Kings, which in the past, that would have been, you know, a couple of years ago, not a big deal. Both those franchises struggling. Now they're two of the better teams in the Pacific behind the Vegas Golden Knights. Getting it done with more of a kind of a grinded-out style than what the Avalanche normally have been doing throughout the course of the season.
It's cool. You know, you get to see Bednar's longevity as a coach, right? So he implements these different structures, and then he relies on these extremely talented players to go be disciplined on the ice when, as we all know, Cale Makar can skate the puck 200 feet and just put it where he wants it.
Yeah.
So it's fun to be able to see them have a different style of hockey almost, play tight, give up some chances. As we saw last night, he gave up a whole bunch of shots, but Kemper stood tall. They were able to bury their opportunities, and they were being, and they won 4-1 because they can score when they need to execute.
Right, and Pavel Francouz the night before, 34 saves. Getting him back, that's huge, because Kemper, there's still some questions. When he's healthy and when he's right, he's really, really good. But that's been the knock on him when the Avalanche went out and got him, is that his ability to stay on the ice has always been a challenge from a health standpoint. And having Francouz now, all of a sudden you've got a 1-2 combination there that you feel pretty good about, because that has been part of the Achilles heel for the Avalanche in the past couple of years in the Stanley Cup playoffs, has been their goaltending.
Yep, and you have two guys that are just seem like on top of their game right now. You know, and Francouz is a, you know, more wily veteran. I think he's 31 years old or so, and so he's coming in, and I think he still feels like he needs to prove something, that he belongs to be in the NHL. And then if you're Bednar, I mean, who do you start on these off days?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, he can mix that rotation up as he sees fit. And, you know, it is exciting when you have two goaltenders that are playing well. That's a good problem to have if you're the coach.
Yeah, and it's nice when you have Nathan MacKinnon, Cale McCarr.
Keep going, Jim. Brandon.
Gabriel Landeskog.
Kadri. Kadri has...
Devon Taves is no slouch.
Nope.
I mean, it's a loaded team that certainly, though, I mean, Toronto is...
Oh, my gosh, right.
Been playing well. Tampa Bay again.
The shock to me of the year has been Nashville. Predators, they've been playing extremely, extremely well down there. And, I mean, Matt Duchene, I know a lot of people, you know, hate to see it.
Oh, yeah.
The original mid-shift walk-off, basically.
Yeah, had the great game against the Avs the last time they faced the Preds. So, yeah, it's they're loaded, and it's just, there gets to be a point where you've got to get to the Western Conference Finals, and you got to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean,
they have the potential. They can do it, and they're hungry. You know, they are very hungry for that. That's why Landeskog took that hometown deal, I think, last summer. And, you know, that's why MacKinnon's been driving them so hard, and, you know, McCarr's bought in, and I think they have the right coach.
MacKinnon said last year, we haven't won bleep.
No.
You know, and its mission has not been accomplished by this very talented roster, as good as they might be. Don't win the President's Trophy, though. Just don't do it. No. Don't do this year, guys. Let somebody else win that thing.
I agree. Get home ice advantage, sneak in as, you know, a one or a two, let someone else take that.
Exactly. Jackson Wilson with us. We have to have Jackson with us every Friday on the program. And so things we've been talking about, the youth program, the adult hockey program, figure skating, any of this stuff, how do they reach out to you guys?
Yeah, so if you RiverCitySportPlex.com is our website.
Yeah, don't throw that S on there like I did the first time when you guys came
in. Right, you won't find us. no, it's really good. So if you go on our website there, we'll be able to provide some information for you for a lot of ice programs we offer. We're actually just getting into curling as well, too. So if you know.
Really cool.
Oh, man. It's the colder version of shuffleboard.
Yeah.
All right. With all the beer drinking, too, you know. So.
And you can feel like you're an Olympian.
There
just
you
like
go.
Playing the hockey.
There
but
you go.
Just chill, you know, playing ice shuffleboard.
The cool thing I did learn is that, you know, if you're feeling uncomfortable with bending down and throwing that stone right there, they have poles that you plug onto that stone, and you can stand up and walk it and use that pole to push the stone down the ice too. So if that's any of you out there that you're like, I don't want to bend down or slide on this, well, we got a fix for that. So
exactly.
But no, our website, RiverCitySportPlex.com, we're located at 2515 Riverside Parkway. That's right there on Highway 6 and off 25 Road. So, you know, you walk in, say hi, you know, or find us on our website with some of our programs and stuff too.
All right. I got one final question. Anybody in like the men's league that are like the Jonesy and Riley of Letterkenny?
Got
a couple guys like that, maybe?
You know, I don't want to name them. Because they're good. There are. Yeah.
Do they exist? Okay.
Oh yeah.
Is
absolutely.
There a Shorzy?
Oh, yes.
I just
do.
Just rags
have a
on everybody. All
I do
the
have
time.
A Shorzy.
Okay.
Absolutely.
On everybody all
he's
the time.
He's got like you know he's on him and he's got that high pitched voice too.
Okay,
you know,
great.
You know, oh yeah, I told you so.
I told you so. Love me some Letterkenny, man. All right, Jackson Wilson, River City Sportplex. Make sure you get over there and check it out. What they're doing is just fantastic. So great to have hockey and figure skating and just take the family out for a skate is just a blast as well. Jackson, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.